Hey there! Are you interested in getting access to the recordings of my monthly masterclass hangouts, where we do deep dives into different travel hacking programs? If so, please check out the Patreon at patreon.com/geobreezetravel. Patreon members will also get to vote on the charity of the month, because in case you didn't already know, all of the GeoBreeze travel income gets earmarked for donations to different nonprofits. That includes the income from the monthly hangouts, coaching services, and credit card affiliate signups. Links to all of those are available in the show notes. This week's Patreon shout-out goes out to Brooke. Thank you so much for being a part of the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon community. Welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast, a show for anyone wanting to level up their travel hacking lifestyle. I'm your host, Julia Menez. I'm a travel hacker, coach, speaker, Filipina-American ENTJ who loves solid travel gear and using shortcuts on spreadsheets. On this show, I'm on a mission to bring you travel hackers from all walks of life to help you level up your travel hacking game. We dive into credit cards, miles, points, strategy, mindset, and the secrets behind how to travel the world for next to no cost. So let's get hacking.
I continued working in finance, you know, and I wasn't happy for a long time. Like, I lived this life that basically looked perfect on paper. I lived in a beautiful apartment. I went shopping all the time, and now I was taking nice luxurious vacations, and I was going out to dinners and going to the Hamptons. And I mean, everything just looked like a dream, right? And like, of course, my family is very proud of me because I had this job that sounded fancy, but I was just miserable.
Hello, travel hackers. You just heard a clip from Elena Geller from The Miss Miles. Elena is a Russian immigrant, digital nomad, and travel hacker from New York City, currently living in Amsterdam. By day, she is a travel rewards writer for NerdWallet, and outside of that, she has many side hustles, including travel hacking coaching, award travel bookings, and an Etsy shop where she sells digital products. In today's episode, we discuss how Elena made a pivot from her high-paying New York banking career to getting a master's degree from the London School of Economics to living her best life as a digital nomad. Elena has also been a frequent attendee at our monthly GeoBreeze Travel Masterclass Hangouts, and she is quite the expert at travel insurance coverage through different credit cards. If you would like to join our next masterclass, where we dive deep into different award programs each month, you can sign up using the links in the show notes. Also, if you opt to join the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon community, you will get access to all of the Masterclass Hangouts, and all access members also get access to the recordings and materials from each class, including past classes. We have recordings in there covering Chase strategies, airline programs, and hotel programs. Check it out using the links in the show notes. And now, on with the show. Hey, Elena, welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, we are so excited to have you here and to learn all about your digital nomad lifestyle. But before we jump into that, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into the lovely game of points and miles.
Okay, well, I started this in 2011. I was, you know, just like any other normal person, planning my 2-week vacation while working in corporate America. And I somehow stumbled upon an offer for an American Airlines credit card that you earn 75,000 points and you were able to get 2 cards. And I don't even know how I came across this, but I was reading Million Miles Secrets at the time, because I think that this is the website where the article was posted. And I was like, wait a second, I can like apply for these credit cards. And then there were like Million Miles Secrets is really good for giving you step-by-step instructions, especially if you're a newbie. So I'm like, wait, me and my mom are planning to go to Europe. And then I looked and I saw, okay, from New York, you could fly to London and then you could get a free layover in another European country. So then we ended up planning it and booking it and flying. And first I applied for the cards. I got my mom into it too. And flew in business in first class on British Airways to London and Amsterdam. And in addition, when I was figuring all this out, I'm like, wait a second, we should stay in a hotel on points too. So then we stayed at the Hilton in London and at the Hotel Pulitzer in Amsterdam, which used to be a Starwood property, and did that all on points. And that trip was insane. It was, the flights were booked with miles, the hotels were booked with points. And you know, growing up in the US, I didn't really get to travel that much with my mom. Like, I moved from Russia when I was little. So we didn't really have like that much money growing up. So it's not like we were flying all around taking all these luxurious vacations. So it was an opportunity for me to also treat my mom to something and have this amazing experience with her. And for once, like not have to worry about like, this costs a lot and that costs a lot. We could just have a luxurious experience and really enjoy it. And after that, I was hooked. So this just started my love affair with miles and points. And yeah, the rest is history.
That is a huge first trip. Do you have any idea how much it would have cost if you had to pay just regular money for it?
I mean, I wish I had the spreadsheet, but literally like first class on British Airways, what was that? Like, I don't know, 6,000 or 7,000 or something. And then my mom afterwards went to a wedding in Israel. So, and that was in business class. And I mean, the hotel in London, like, let's say that hotel could have been like, whatever, like £175 a night, right? So at the Hilton, it was like, stay 4 nights, you get the 5th night free, right? So let's say that's like $200 times 5, that's like $1,000, okay, free, right? And then you get the free breakfast, the free Wi-Fi. And then in Amsterdam, at the time, we did a cash in points. So it was 3,500 points plus $30 a night. I mean, that hotel was going for like 300 or 400 euros because it's like in a beautiful canal house in Jordan, which is like a very old part of Amsterdam. So, I mean, that trip was probably like $20,000.
That's incredible.
Person. No. I think the flights were probably like 12,000 probably. And then, you know, hotels were probably like another 2,000, 3,000. Yeah.
That's an incredible first redemption. Most people are like, and then we stayed at a hotel for free for a week. Cool.
No, we went all out.
Nice. And so you took this amazing trip to Europe, business class, awesome hotel, everything. And then you come back and then you're back to your corporate America job. And then what happened then?
So I'm back to working in finance. So this was like, let's say 2000. So I learned about this in 2011. So this trip was like in 2012, right, in the summer. And I continued working in finance, you know, and I wasn't happy for a long time. Like I lived this life that basically looked perfect on paper. I lived in a beautiful apartment. I went shopping all the time. And now I was taking nice luxurious vacations. And I was going out to dinners and going to the Hamptons. And I mean, everything just looked like a dream, right? And like, of course, my family is very proud of me because I had this job that sounded fancy, but I was just miserable. And I didn't know how to change it. Like I knew something needed to change, but I didn't know what it was. And I couldn't figure out why I wasn't happy. And then in 2015, like a bunch of stuff happened. Like I had a death in my family. I had a breakup. I didn't get a promotion at work. It was just like, everything was piling on, you know? And I was like, why am I doing all this? Like, it kind of just like made me reevaluate everything. And then I said like, okay, I don't want to be here anymore. Like I want to just follow my dreams. Like, I don't want to be stuck to this job that I don't want to be at. I don't want to just like live in the city just because it sounds great. Like, I don't need any of this. So I decided to go back to school, which is like what any, you know, nice Jewish girl who listens to her parents does, because like, you can't just like quit your job and go travel. You have to like do what you're told, you know, what looks good on your resume. So I decided that I was going to go back to school and, you know, expand my education while also improving my resume while taking some time off from work. Right. And I, you know, I always wanted to live in Europe, and I said, okay, I'm going to go to grad school in Europe. So I was working at my finance job, studying for the GMATs, doing grad school applications, the whole thing. And then I got into LSC, which was my dream school. And that started, so my program started in September 2017. So I left my job over the summer, and then I moved to London in September 2017. And I really have to say that I feel like that's when my life began, because the old me, it was just like, I don't even recognize who that girl was anymore, because I don't know who I was living for. It was just like, I didn't even think for myself. I just kind of had blinders on and just did, like, I didn't even imagine what a life that I could create for myself would look like. And, you know, when I was in London, I wasn't working. I was just being a student, having fun. And it really just gave me that space to like do nothing, to be creative, to dream. During that time, I, you know, was going to like a lot of different meetups and socializing. And when classes ended, I went on this, it was like in March 2018, classes ended. So in April of 2018, I won this thing called the Nomad Cruise, which was basically a conference that takes place on a cruise. So it's not like the entire cruise is all Nomad Cruise, but it's just the name of the conference that takes place on a cruise. And on this cruise, I met a ton of people who, so first of all, the cruise is really aimed at people who want to become digital nomads. So you get to meet people who are already digital nomads or are trying to become. And then you're like, wait a second, like now I have this whole community that I know of people who also want to travel the world and also want to work remotely. So you're not like all alone, you're surrounded by people. And then when the cruise finishes, all the people end up staying at whatever location it ends in and traveling together. So now you have this like new group of friends. And you don't have to explain like, yes, like, no, I wanted to leave my finance job. But yes, this is why, like, no, I want to travel full time. Like, you don't have to have this conversation because people just like get it, right? And you're not like trying to like prove yourself to like why it makes sense and why you want to live this different life. These people understand because they've done it too. So you feel that community feeling and it's very important. And then if you're like, where should I travel to? What's good Wi-Fi? Should I get a SIM card? Like there's a whole network of people you can ask these questions to. So it makes the transition into this lifestyle very seamless. And I feel very lucky that I entered this community. So long story short, once the Nomad Cruise ended, it was just, I kind of had this like little birdie in my ear, like, okay, well now I have to go back and write my dissertation and still graduate. But like now I know that this lifestyle exists. So I spent the summer in New York after classes ended writing my dissertation. And then I came back to London. And during this time, I got a job offer at this like amazing startup in London. And I could have like lived this life in London. And I just decided, and I just turned it down. And I ended up, I went on another Nomad cruise because at the time, like there were several. And it was a cruise from Barcelona to Brazil. And I had graduated and then I basically just was like, you know what? I just have a one-way ticket to Brazil and I'm just going to travel.
Are you able to use points and miles for these cruises or are you just paying for these flat out with cash?
No. So basically it's like a conference, right? So you can't like, it's, there's no loyalty program, but you know, it's a conference. So it's a business expense.
Did you already have a business at this point that you could expense things towards?
I mean, yes, because I was doing some like very random, like, you know, travel hacking, like bookings for people. There was nothing like formalized, but like, it was like, I was doing it very like unofficially, but remember it's like the life we live in. Then like taxes are done like the year later. So this happened in April. So then over all that time was like, you know, I had my like domain name and I started like setting up my website, which of course is now is like not a thing anymore, but it's just like that kind of, and then the next one, when I did the next cruise and I was in Brazil, that was already like 2019 because I graduated in December 2018. And then that's when I launched my Etsy shop. That's when I started like freelancing for a Word Wallet. So it was, I was able to like everything started to crystallize more and more and more.
So, okay. Just to make sure that I understand the timeline, you're at the London School of Economics in grad school, you're launching all of these side gigs while you're still in grad school with the Etsy shop and everything? Or when did you decide to launch all of these different side businesses and streams of income?
Okay. So September 2017, I moved to London for grad school, right? Classes end in March 2018, right? I go on the Nomad Cruise in April 2018. And then I'm like, oh my God, little birdies in my ear, like digital nomad, like online business, passive income, blah, blah, blah. Nomad Cruise ends, it was like a week. Then it's summertime 2018. So I come to New York because I'm still a student. I have my dissertation to do. So no more classes, right? Submit my dissertation in the fall, come back to, and I had to come back to London to do it, right? Then the next Nomad Cruise, right? Because so it would happen semi-annually. So then it was the next Nomad Cruise. So this one was in November of 2018 and it was going from Barcelona to Brazil, right? So I go on the Nomad Cruise from Barcelona to Brazil, right? I get to Brazil in December 2018. Then I have to fly back to London for my graduation. And then I flew back to Brazil, right? Of course, I do this all on miles and points in business class. But when I came back to Brazil, that's when I basically decided I've graduated. I turned down that job. Now I'm a complete free agent. Now I'm going to like see what's out there. So for about like a month and a half. So like I spent December and January in Brazil, then I went to Argentina and then I spent 2.5 months in Colombia. And when I was, so this is like February, March, April in Colombia. And when I got to Colombia, I was doing this co-living, co-working house that was basically focused on productivity. Everybody's like, by the end of the house, I'm going to do X and then I'm going to launch this course. And then I'm going to like launch this program and I'm going to create this app. So I was surrounded by all these people who were constantly just like very ambitious. And I'm like, yeah, like I'll just have a margarita by the pool, because to me, I was still just like enjoying the free time that I had in my schedule because I'd never given myself that opportunity. Like it was always work, work, work. You know, you're a student, then you have to have a job, then you have to do this. So I was just like enjoying myself, but being around all of them inspired me. So when we had a hackathon, one of the assignments for the hackathon was like, Elena, like you need to find a job because you're going to like run out of your savings. And then I was like, fuck that. So then I started messing around on like Instagram, and I don't even know how I came across somebody's page where I saw their Instagram story icons. And I was like, oh, like, let me check on, I don't know what gave me the idea to check on Etsy. Cause I had known that like Etsy sells products, and I saw somebody selling these like Instagram flags on Etsy. And then I was like, I'm going to make a better set and I'm going to price it at $1 less. So I spent the entire hackathon creating the set in Photoshop and Illustrator. And I'm self-taught in all of that. And by the end of the hackathon, I like launched my first digital product. So I created an Etsy shop. Like the Miss Miles has been my handle on Flyer Talk since like 2011. So like I just used the Miss Miles for that. So everything is under the Miss Miles umbrella. And so yeah, so that was like my first digital product. So that's so like February 2019 is when I launched my first digital product. And then 2 months later, no, it was like in May, I was traveling in Amsterdam and a friend of mine mentioned that at Award Wallet, they needed somebody to write content. And he was like, would you be interested? And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. So then I started freelancing at Award Wallet, just writing content. And my mother was like freaking out. She's like, oh my God, like you're working for pennies. Like you're selling stuff on Etsy for like $5. Like you threw away your accounting career. Like you just went to the London School of Economics. Like I graduated with distinction. My family's like, oh my God, this is a disgrace. Like, you know, they're like, you're literally making like $200 a month. But like, I didn't care. I was just like enjoying life, you know? And then so my mom would like constantly send me job applications. And like, I would just like delete all the emails. But then she sent me one at NerdWallet. And when I saw that, I was like, this looks interesting, because NerdWallet was launching a travel rewards team. And, you know, it was basically like creating content around travel rewards, writing about it, and the job sounded interesting. So then I applied for it and then I got it. So that was in August of 2019. So basically I started like, it was like, I was already traveling around the world. Like I had already given up my flat in London when I left to travel. And I was just like being a nomad. And then the job was remote anyways. So it just like perfectly aligned with everything. So since then, it's just been, you know, being a digital nomad, traveling on my miles and points, you know, credit card stuff, just kind of like the same as usual. But it's almost like, I almost want to say like I create a career out of my hobby, because I literally create a career out of nothing. Like I monetize my Instagram in the most weird random way. And I can't even believe like people buy my icons. I'm like, wow, okay. Like it's just, I don't get it. But I mean, I get it, but I don't get it, you know?
That's so cool. Okay, so you made an Etsy shop. People buy these little, the story cover icons from you on Etsy. And then you write for NerdWallet. You're able to just take all of these cool vacations on miles and points, and you write content about it for your day job as a writer. And you have a CPA background. So for somebody who wants to live this digital nomad life, what are some tax considerations that they have to take into
account? That is a good question for somebody who is up to date with the tax code, which would not be me. But, and also like, I'm not in an ideal position either, because New York City is like a very high, I mean, I just registered my company as an LLC, and one of my friends who's a corporate lawyer just advised me to register in Delaware. So that's what I did. But I mean, it's, you know, there's some, you can go into it in so many different ways. A lot of people who travel, they could qualify for foreign earned income exclusion, but there's pretty strict guidelines around that, because you have to be out of the US for a certain amount of time. And now for 2020, it's changing because of COVID. So honestly, that's why I hired a tax person. Like I'm a CPA and that sounds great, but like I was an auditor. So I never did tax. Like I used to work at KPMG as an auditor, and it's been a long time since then. So I go to a tax person to ask my accounting questions.
Nice. And what made you move to Amsterdam?
Okay, so that first trip, right, that I took with my mom on Miles and Points, Amsterdam honestly only happens because you were allowed to do a free stopover, right? So we were like, okay, we should go see two cities for the price of one, because why not? So we ended up going to Amsterdam, and I had never considered Amsterdam. I was just like, yeah, it's a beautiful European city from what I hear, but, you know, is that going to be like where me and my mom are going to go? Maybe not. But when I got there, I was just like, so taken aback by how beautiful it was. I had already loved the cheese from like 5 years ago when I first tried aged Gouda. And it was just so beautiful. I loved how everyone was on bikes. I loved how the canal houses looked. So that was a really cool trip. And then also when my mom left for the wedding to Israel, I decided to extend my hotel stay and stay at Amsterdam longer. And I was kind of like, that was my first time really kind of traveling completely solo. And it was really fun to just be there. And then I took a bunch of like trips by myself. And then after that trip, I kind of came back to normal life. And then when I became a nomad, I was just traveling around. And one of my friends who's Dutch, he, you know, kind of like extended this open invite to like a group of us within our friend circle. And he was like, hey, if anybody ever wants to come to Amsterdam, like I have an extra bedroom, come stay with me for a week, like feel free. And I had been traveling at that time and I was planning. So I was in Lisbon and I was planning like, okay, I want to get to Amsterdam at some point, but not sure when. And he's like, you know, if you want to come during this time, I'm around. So I kind of planned like, okay, I'm going to leave Lisbon, then I'm going to go to Belgium for 5 days. Because I had always wanted to go and it was just like perfect because it was on the way. And then from Belgium, I could take a train to Amsterdam, like one of those high-speed trains that I always wanted to take. So in Belgium, I did like a 5-night stay at the Hilton on points, of course. And it's funny because at the time I was living on my savings. So when I was living in Lisbon, I was living in an 8-bed dorm in a hostel. I was like, no, I will not spend more than $20 a night. I was like so cheap. And then like I fly to Belgium, which is super expensive. And then I stay at this like fancy hotel on points, you know, and like have free breakfast and everything, like luxuriating. And then I went to Amsterdam. And when I was in Amsterdam, I was only planning on being there for a week. And then 2 days into my trip, my friend was like, I have really good news for you. I have to go away on business. So stay as long as you want. Can you just like watch my place? And I'm like, yeah. And he like had, he moved out of that apartment now because he bought a new place, but he was living in a 2-bedroom, beautiful canal house right on the water. And when he left to go travel for work, I was like, this is my house. I'm like, so I like cleaned up the house. Like he like smoked. So I like got rid of all the cigarette butts and basically just like, I'm like, this is my girl home, you know? And I like envisioned what my life would look like if I was living in Amsterdam and I was going out and I had a lot of friends already from nomading. And I was just like enjoying the city. And I'm like, I love this city so much. I want to move here. So after he came back and I left, I was traveling, but I was like, okay, I want to come back here. So in the fall of 2019, I came back and I lived in Amsterdam for 2 months and I like still loved it. So then I decided, that's it, I'm moving here. So I was supposed to move last year in March, but then we all know what happened in March. So COVID, so I didn't get to actually move to Amsterdam in March and I only arrived in August. I can never get enough of it. It's just so beautiful. It's beautiful. The cheese is great. I love being on a bike. The people speak English, so it's great for an American. I know that was a very long answer to why I love Amsterdam, but when you come visit me, you'll see why.
That's incredible. And I really want to go to Amsterdam because that was my COVID trip that got canceled. But now I've met you. I didn't know you a year ago. So now whenever I rebook that trip, I'll get to visit you in Amsterdam and that'll be so much fun. But since you are located in Europe, how are you able to organize your points and miles, get sign-up bonuses for new credit cards? How does that logistically work?
Okay, so my player two is my mom, right? So what happens is, okay, so I have to be more strategic, right? Because I can't like, you know, you posted about like gift cards, right? Like there's no Staples. Like I can't like use my Chase in cash. Like it's strategic earnings. So for example, like the American Express Gold Card, that's dining worldwide. So I could use that when I go out to eat, right? But for the most part, aside from that card, it's mostly the Sapphire Reserve for everything, right? Because the Sapphire Reserve pays you the bonus points on grocery stores, and that's worldwide, unlike all the Amex cards that are only US grocery stores. And in terms of shopping, it's not really a thing there. So I try to order stuff home. So let's say like my mom will send me a care package like every 2 months or every 3 months. So that's when I order like all my moisturizers and I, you know, do that through a shopping portal and then I stack and blah, 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 but nowhere near the level that like I could if I was living here. So of course the earning opportunities aren't as plentiful, but it's okay. In terms of traveling. So it's always business class unless like it's just not available and I need to fly on a specific day. But that's because I've been doing this for so long that I have such I have so much points inventory and I'm like diversified across all the different airlines and hotels. But let's say if I'm ever running low, I would just apply for a new card. And then, you know, that gets into the rotation. And then when usually I would ask the bank to just send me the card, I'll say like, hey, I'm abroad. Can you please send me the card? And then they have no problem. Sometimes like I'll have my mom use the card, and what I'll do is I'll have her have the physical card. And then I just add the card to my Apple Pay so that we could both use it. So like, for example, on the Amex Platinum, I was asking her to use it to get the 10X on groceries while I was using it, you know, for online purchases and whatever, so I can meet the minimum spend.
Nice. And you mentioned you have this whole inventory of points. Is that really just because you've been doing this for so long, you don't travel very much because of COVID and because there's not a lot of redemptions that you can do?
Honestly, it's because I feel like I was like, for until I moved to Europe, I was like a point earning machine. So like my entire life exists around, it still does, but like, you know, I will not spend a penny, like if there's not a strategy around it, right? It's just, it's part of who I am, right? I've been doing, it's second nature. So a lot of the points are from just shopping portals, being strategic, redeeming strategically. And sometimes I'm like, oh, that's a good offer. I should just apply for this card, you know?
Very cool. And so what's next now in all of your side gig journey with NerdWallet, with moving back to Amsterdam? How long can you stay there before the visa ends? What's next in your next phase of life?
So I have residency in Amsterdam and that expires at the end of the year. And I guess it all depends, like if I'm going to get because now I'm on like a grad school type of like higher education visa, but I'm going to see if I could extend that. If not, I probably would get the entrepreneur visa if I still feel like I want to live there. So that's next for me. I want to travel more for fun because obviously like I haven't really been traveling that much with COVID. Last year, you know, I got stuck stateside in Miami, in New York, and you know, with the world opening up again, it would be nice to explore. Like I've always wanted, you know, it's like one of the dreams of living in Europe is actually being able to take a weekend flight to somewhere in Europe and being like, oh my God, I'm in Europe, right? Because as Americans, we always look at Europeans and they're like, you're so lucky. You could just like go to Greece for the weekend, right? So like, I want to have those experiences. Like I want to just go to Greece for the weekend or wherever, or explore. So I think any traveling that I'm going to be doing is not going to be in a nomadic way. It's going to be like Amsterdam is my base, and then I'm just going for the weekend somewhere. So that's next for me.
Very cool. How about from your side gig money earning side?
So right now, so I recently just launched the beta program where I teach women how to become travel hackers. You know, I think it's for, you know, being a travel hacker and a solo female traveler is like an interesting, I don't know what the word is. It's the intersection of it is like very interesting because even though I'm part of this digital nomad community, most of the time I am traveling solo. I have friends that are there. Like I go to places where I know other nomads will be, but I'm an introvert. I like being on my own schedule and kind of just sticking to my own plan. So, feeling comfortable and confident and safe as a woman traveler, that takes courage and that takes time. I guess like what has helped me become more comfortable as a solo traveler is miles and points, because, you know, a lot of like, it kind of started out organically, right? Like I'd be meeting my girlfriends on a trip, but like they were buying whatever ticket was the cheapest. And I was buying when I could buy it with award tickets. And so like, sometimes like I would have to fly out on Tuesday while they were flying out on a Thursday. So I was always kind of like stacking on these little solo travel opportunities. And then that led into like my comfort level increasing with like solo travel. So I think solo travel is empowering. And I think when you're flying in business class, it's a lot less scary, right? Because, or like you're staying in a nice hotel on points or you're going to a lounge, the experience is just, you are much less scared to do it on your own because you're actually looking forward to it as opposed to like sitting in the back of the plane on a very expensive ticket and you're not satisfied with what you're going to get. So, you know, a lot of women that I speak to, they want that. And it makes me feel good to teach them how to do it and to give them those opportunities and to like say like, yeah, like you could do it. And trust me, like, so you've been wanting to go to XYZ, like you don't need to go with anyone. You can go by yourself. And if you're flying in business class, it's going to sweeten the deal. And like, And it's just having the beta program and working with these women has been really exciting for me. And I'm curious to see where it's going to go next. Like, I love nothing more than to help people get into this hobby. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. And I'm just super excited about the future and what it's going to look like.
That's awesome. And you're still juggling this with NerdWallet and the Etsy shop and a whole bunch of other things too, right?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to keep my sanity.
Okay. Well, you seem sane on this podcast, so I think you're doing pretty well.
Awesome. Thank you.
And what's next as far as travel goes? Any fun miles and points trips that you're planning coming up?
So yes, I'm very excited for my flight on Monday because I'm flying. So this entire trip that I've taken, this was flight from Amsterdam to New York, New York to Mexico, and then back from New York to Amsterdam. And I booked this entire trip on ANA using 88,000 American Express points that I transferred to ANA. But for this entire itinerary, it was only 88,000 points. This route is a sweet spot for ANA, and also ANA considers the US and Mexico as one region. So that flight was a free, that stopover was free in New York. So like Amsterdam, New York, New York, Mexico. And just to kind of like put it into perspective, with United, it would have been at least 60,000 miles each way, plus 17,500 for that flight to Mexico. So it would have been it would have been at least 137,500 points compared to 88,000 points. So first of all, I'm just excited about the arbitrage opportunity that I was able to find. That's one thing. And then the second thing is I had to change my return date so many times. But the most awesome part about flying on Monday is that I'm going to be trying out the new Polaris configuration, where it's like not two people sitting next to each other, but like each seat is angled. Mm-hmm. So each seat has aisle access. So I'm sitting in one of my favorite seats, 3L, face in the front of the plane. So I love to be on the front of the plane on the right, and I'm going to be facing the window. So I'm super excited for that.
That sounds like an incredible flight. I'm very much looking forward to the Instagram stories of this. Cool. We kind of wrap up here with all of the different travel hacking knowledge that you have amassed in your many years of points and miles and all of these cool business class flights that you've gotten to take, your digital nomad life. What's the number one piece of advice that you have for listeners today?
There's no such thing as a stupid question. Don't kick yourself when you start learning all this and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe all these years I didn't earn points, or like I was paying in cash, or I forgot to input a frequent flyer number. Like, just get started. It's never too late. Like, the future is always ahead of you. You're always going to be able to get a credit card, book that award ticket. So just get started. And it's not overwhelming. Just start at the beginning, start planning one trip and see how you could book that on points, and just do it little by little. And it doesn't have to be difficult. It's travel hacking is there to make travel accessible for everyone. These programs were designed for people to use. So, I mean, there's so much like mindset around it too, right? But I would just say, just get started.
That's awesome. And speaking of good advice, can you give a shout out to somebody on the internet that listeners should go check out because of their awesome travel hacking content as well?
Yes. So one girl that I met on Clubhouse, her name is Ashley. She has been living in Marriott hotels, and she's like the queen of all things Marriott. I really love listening to all her adventures of how she lives in a hotel and how she's able to get this for free and this at this hotel. And it's just like, I never met a person who was so into a hotel program, and it's been really refreshing listening to her stories about it.
Where can we find her? What's her handle?
So her handle is on Instagram, and it's In Search of Traveler.
And where can we find you on the internet?
So you could find me on Instagram, and it's the Miss Miles.
Sounds good. And thank you so much, Elena, for coming onto the show today. It has been such a pleasure getting to speak with you and learn all about your nomadic lifestyle. This is such a cool lifestyle that I'm sure a lot of people can only dream about, but now they have a roadmap for how they can do the same thing.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. If any of the cards mentioned in today's episode piqued your interest, please check out the links in the show notes for more information on any of the cards. Also, if you apply for a card using the links on that page, I may receive a commission too, so please and thank you. P.S. I hear the links work better in Internet Explorer or Safari, and sometimes the credit card applications tend to glitch out in Chrome. Additionally, it would mean the world to me if you could subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. And if you would like to make even more travel hacking friends, please sign up for the Patreon to access our monthly masterclass hangouts. We dive deep into a particular points program each month, and you'll get to ask all of your travel hacking questions and enjoy being around other people who enjoy points and miles just as much as you and I do. If you would like an invite to the next one, head over to geobreezetravel.com/hangouts to sign up to be on the invite list. Take care and happy travels!